What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Finding Direction podcast. Thank you, as always, for being here. And this week, we're going to have a fun conversation as we dive into something that I know you are so excited about, which is creating a schedule for our week, for our days, so that ultimately we can get to the goals and the destinations that we have in our life. And before we dive into all the juiciness, I just want to encourage you, if you haven't already, to make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you want to join us every single week as we have conversations, insights to help you live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness, right now just hit that subscribe button so that you can get notified every single week when we come out with new content for you 2 times a week. So hit that subscribe button. And now we want to dive into this idea and the breakdown of creating a schedule to ultimately build a life that you love. Now, when it comes to creating a schedule, what you want to understand and the way that I see a schedule in my life and with the people that I work with is creating a schedule allows you to ultimately understand your focus and your destination and the goals you have and get to those things quicker. And if I could give you sort of an analogy for the way that I think about scheduled is if you remember back when you were maybe 2, 3, 5, 7, and you went to the bowling alley, right? Maybe you went with your parents, family, maybe it was a birthday. I know for me, I used to have multiple birthdays at the bowling alley. I don't really know why, but it was just something we would do. And when I would go to the bowling alley when I was 5, 6 years old, before I would start throwing the ball down the lane to try to hit the pins, the bowling alley would put up these bumpers on the side of the bowling alley so that even if I threw the bowling ball and I was a 5-year-old kid that was just hucking this thing with no strategy, it was going to hit a bumper, hit another bumper, and then eventually it would go into the pins. It would take me to my destination. And if the bumpers weren't there, I would throw the bowling ball and I would get a gutter ball on the left side. I would get a gutter ball on the right side, and I would never actually get to the goal that I had, which was hitting the pins in the bowling alley. And when it comes to creating a schedule, I see our schedule like these bumpers in a bowling alley. Now, when you don't have a schedule for your week, or even more importantly, for your day, you can wake up and all of a sudden, we've all been there where you get an email here. Someone calls you there. This thing comes up. That thing comes up. And all of a sudden, you get to the end of your day and it's like you had 4 gutter balls and you maybe hit one pin on the left side of the pins in the bowling alley. And that's your day, right? But what a schedule does for you is once you put those bumpers up, so you know the schedule that you want to do for the day, you at least have a rough schedule. It makes it so if this thing pops up, that thing, this other thing comes up that you didn't expect, yeah, you may hit the bumpers 3, 4, 5, 6 times, but ultimately you're going to get to the pin because that's what the bumpers were designed to do. Regardless of how chaotic your throw is down the bowling lane, with the bumpers, you are guaranteed to at least get a couple pins. So that is what the schedule is going to do for your life. All right. Now, what we want to look at this week is 2 specific ways that you can start to create a schedule. One is for your week, one is for your day. And what I want to share with you is this is the way that I create a schedule in my life, and it's worked tremendously well. It's helped me immensely. But what I want you to understand is you can take things from this and you can copy it exactly. You can do exactly what I do, or you can practice this type of a schedule and say, you know what, I like this, I didn't like that. I'm going to use this, but I'm actually going to implement this other thing I heard somewhere else. And you want to start to create it and design it in a way that supports your success, right? I'm just going to give you some ammo that you can bring to your life to start to shape the schedule. So when I start to create a weekly schedule, what my routine looks like, and I would encourage you to do something similar, is Sunday at some point, I will for 20 minutes sit down and build out my schedule for the week. Now, what this looks like is I'll rip out a piece of paper or I'll use a whiteboard if you have access to one of those. And I will simply draw out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday as headers. And then I will basically start to build out my days for the week. And what I do is once I get those days, Monday through Friday, I fill in my commitments that are already in cement, right? That are already there for the week. So let's say Tuesday I have a doctor appointment at 3. I'll put Tuesday from 3 to 4, I'm going to a doctor appointment. Let's say at Wednesday at 10 o'clock, I know I'm doing a training for an organization. Then I'll put in my calendar from 10 to 12, I'm going to be doing this training, right? And I will start to first and foremost schedule the commitments that are already on my calendar that I can't miss. They're happening. They're there. I need to make sure that I'm showing up to those. Now, once I have everything put in my schedule for the week, Monday through Friday, that are already on my calendar, I will begin to ask myself this question, and it's a powerful question I would encourage you to put into your Sunday routine as you plan for your week. And the question is really simple. The question is, what are the three most important things that I must accomplish this week? What are the three things that I must achieve this week to move the needle forward towards creating the life that I desire? And then once I get those three things that I know I need to achieve for this week, what I begin to do is I begin to look at what it's going to take to achieve those three things. And then I begin to actually start to schedule that in my weekly calendar. So let me give you an example. Let's say that one of the things that I want to accomplish this week is I want to begin to book more college speaking engagements. That's one of the worlds that I speak in, is I go on college campuses and talk with students. And so let's say I want to do more of that. So what I know is required in order to do that is I need to do outreach, right? I need to be communicating with colleges. I need to be sending emails. I need to be reaching out to people that are part of the process to bring someone to speak at a college campus. So if I know that that's what I have to do, I will then begin to schedule a few hours on my calendar for that week. I'll say, okay, Monday, if I have space at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3, I will do some outreach so that I can communicate and connect with people in the speaking world, in the college speaking world, so I can book something at a college, right? Then maybe Thursday, I'll insert some more time for that. And then I will go to the second thing I want to achieve for the week, right? Maybe the second accomplishment I want is I want to achieve another professional goal that I have, right? Whatever that would be for you. And then you start to fill in the blank space. All right. Now, what you'll notice is after you go through these three accomplishments that you have for the week and you start to fill out your calendar, you will notice you'll probably still have some blank space, or you may have filled up everything. And that is ultimately where you're going to take your weekly schedule to. All right. Doesn't need to be fully filled. It can have some blank space. But once you have a general outline, what you're going to do is put that somewhere where you can see it every day. What I do is I take a picture of my weekly schedule. I have it on my phone so I can reference it every single day. Now, once you have your weekly schedule, what you want to do is you want to begin to convert that into your daily schedule the day before the next day. So as an example, what I will do is Monday night before I go into Tuesday, I'll pull up my phone Monday night. I'll pull up the picture of my weekly schedule. And after I look at the picture of my weekly schedule, I will begin to basically build out a schedule for the next day. So Monday night, if I looked at it, I'm going to go through my phone, look at that picture. And in the notes section of my phone, right? If I'm on an iPhone, on the notes section of my phone, I'm going to break down literally every aspect of the next day. So I'm going to look at, okay, I want to start working at 7 a.m. So I know that I will wake up at 6 o'clock. And from 6 to 7, I'm going to have my morning routine, right? That's waking up, eating breakfast, meditating, showering, getting ready for the day. And then at 7, I'm going to focus on reaching out to colleges for 2 hours. Then at 9, I know I have a meeting. So from 9 to 10, I know I'm in that meeting. From 10 to 11, and so on and so forth, I plan out the entire day as far as what I'm going to do. Now, yes, in that schedule, I do put my lunch. I do put going on a 5-minute walk, right? I'll say, okay, from 11:30 to 12 today, I'm going to go eat lunch, right? And then at 4:30 to 6, I'm going to go to the gym, right? And then from 6 to 7:30, I'm going to cook dinner, make dinner. And then from 7:30 to 10, I am going to sort of wind down for the night, right? And that's what my schedule will ultimately look at. Now, where it becomes powerful is now once you get to Tuesday, right? And you wake up at 6 o'clock, you do your morning routine, you start working at 7. At 7 o'clock, you may go, oh, wait, what am I focusing on today? Maybe you forgot it. So you go to the notes section in your phone and you go, oh, I don't need to think about what I'm going to work on today. I know that right now I'm supposed to be reaching out to colleges. So I'm going to start doing that. And then boom, you get to the task, right? And anytime something that comes up, you get a phone call, something gets thrown off, all you need to do is pull your notes section back up in your phone, look at it and go, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be focusing on right now. And where it saves you time is you no longer have to think about what is it that you're supposed to be doing right now. Because too many times from what I've seen, we can spend hours in a day just trying to figure out what we need to focus on. So if you make the plan in advance, now when you have, you know, something come up, you forget what you're supposed to be working on, you go back to your schedule and you dial in on that for the day. And really the last part of this is allowing yourself to have flexibility. All right. I go through my schedules for a day and I probably most of the time get it 85 to 90% dialed in, right? 85 to 90% of the things I said I was going to do, I actually do. Now, yes, I have some days where I get 50% done. I have some days where I get 60, 70% done. And what it does is even if I have that 50 to 60% I get done, now when I'm heading to go into my wind down routine and make my schedule for Wednesday, I will start to incorporate, okay, I know I was supposed to do this thing today. I never got to it. Let me incorporate that into my Wednesday schedule. And then I'll build out my Wednesday schedule and I will do the same thing over and over and over for the entire week. And I promise you, at least for my own life, this has been so much more effective to help me be more productive, get more things done, stay on task, stay focused, and ultimately get to the end of the week and go, man, I crushed it this week. And it's because I've built out a schedule for the week and then I've ultimately built out the schedule for the day. All right. So I hope that you take something from today's episode, whether it's saying, you know what, Sunday, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to build out a schedule for next week. Maybe it's following the outline I've shared with you. Maybe you go, you know what, I'm not even going to apply an outline. I'm just going to sit down Sunday and I'm going to start doing anything to plan for the week. Maybe it's that you're listening to this and you're going, you know what, tomorrow I want to have a schedule. So tonight before I go to bed, I'm just going to make a schedule for tomorrow. And maybe that's just the one thing you take. But as always, on all of our episodes, we would encourage you to take something from today and to go act on it, go implement it into your life, because that is where the real change happens. All right. I want to say thank you again, as always, my friend, for joining me on the podcast. I hope you have a wonderful, unbelievable, beautiful rest of your day. And if you do not want to go anywhere, don't feel like you have to. I have another episode coming up right after this that you are more than welcome to jump right into. So have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will talk to you soon, my friend.